You, me, children, we've all heard of BMI, Body Mass Index, your height combined with your weight, distilled into the go-to way to determine if a person is overweight.
But for years, doctors have been wrestling with how much to rely on BMI. And now there's new research to add more color to the picture. NPR health correspondent Will Stone joins us now. Hi, Will.
Hey, good to be here.
So first, what's behind the debate over BMI?
The problem here is really that BMI lacks nuance. It's basically an indirect measure of whether you have excess body fat. And there are certain agreed upon cutoffs. A BMI of 25 to 29 is overweight, and obesity is defined as more than 30. And just for context here, 70%+ of the U.S. population falls into one of those two categories. But BMI can actually misinform people. For example, you may be classified as overweight, but that could be due to muscle mass. This is especially true for athletes, people who lift weights. And on the other hand, BMI also can't distinguish if someone is in a normal range, meaning under 25, but does have excess body fat, especially high amounts around the belly. This visceral fat is particularly bad for health. So ultimately, all of this matters because doctors care about your risk of health problems like heart disease or diabetes, and critics point to evidence showing BMI isn't necessarily reliable.